This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, friend of the program, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, CBSSports.com's own Jerry Palm. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well, Jerry. Now, Jerry, you've been the topic of discussion around here lately.
I'm sorry.
So you've been the topic of discussion around here lately. The Maryland Terps won last night 71-65 over the Michigan Wolverines, but... Most recently, you had them as a seven seed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Could you explain that? Because we around here think five, maybe pushing four.
Yeah. Well, in fact, there'll be a five in the bracket I'm working on right now.
Okay.
For today.
Okay.
It's one of those teams where the predictive metrics love them. Their resume didn't quite measure up to it. Not as bad as. There's several others that are like that. But, I just felt like, they needed another big win, and they certainly got that last night. That was impressive.
Hey, and Jerry, it is funny, too, when you look at it, fans are very passionate about it, but all you're doing is giving an opinion. I mean, I know you like Purdue. Is that why you hate Maryland? No, I'm kidding.
No, in fact, I like Maryland.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's the thing where fans get upset about it. But I mean, if you're realistically looking at the team, I think a lot of people weren't sure they were even going to be a seven seed that long ago. But they've been playing really well. Derek Queen is kind of coming into his own.
That kid's a load.
Oh man, he's so special.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
He's a load. We understood. He is.
I mean, the one thing we've questioned with them is depth. But do you think they have the type of talent to make a run?
If they can stay out of foul trouble.
Okay.
Because, like you point out, their depth isn't great. I mean, there's guys they got to have on the floor. At least, normal minutes. So, but yeah, I mean, the talent's not a problem. I mean, they've got some guys. But like you say, depth is kind of a problem. In the NCAA tournament, I'm not sure that matters as much. You only play two games in 3 days, and then you get some time off. But it is a problem, though, if you get into foul trouble in a game.
Yeah, Jerry Palm joins us, CBSSports.com. Jerry, we very critical of the ACC this year. Everything is done
with
in the ACC.
Reason. I mean, other than Duke.
With the exception of Duke, I was about to say, we kind of look at with a wink and a nod. Having said that, Clemson is 17-2 in that ACC, 25-5 overall. Is Clemson for real?
I think so. Yeah, I think Clemson and I would even give you Louisville. I mean, those teams are, at least borderline top 25 teams. And then after that, it's a big wasteland. I mean, there's just nothing there.
What happened there?
Carolina may crawl onto the bracket, just because you need a warm body. You got to take somebody. But it's really, there just isn't anything in that league that's, much of anything. I've got Clemson as a five and Louisville as a seven. So, Clemson lost to South Carolina and Georgia Tech. But they beat Duke and Kentucky. They beat Duke. Beat at home, but still. But it's just hard for those teams to get quality wins because their league is just this barren wasteland of opportunity.
Hey, Jerry, Rob and I were talking about teams up top that we don't necessarily believe in, and it's hard to pick those teams, but like we both pick teams from the SEC, and Florida's coming off a big win last night, so that probably doesn't make Rob happy about that. But and for me, like I picked Tennessee just because at times it's just like, where'd the scoring go? Do you see somebody up top that you think is, I don't want to say suspect, but maybe a little vulnerable?
I like those SEC teams. They're really well tested, and the fact of the matter is they're playing really good teams all the time. There are going to be days where you just don't look good, right? Yeah. Iowa State, I don't know if they're high enough for what you're thinking of, but Iowa State's a team that just seems to disappear at times. I mean, when they're playing well, you know, that's a really good team, but, you know, every once in a while, they're just no-shows. And you can't have a no-show day in the NCAA tournament, you know, or your season's over. So I don't know that I trust their consistency well enough for them to make a deep run. They could make the Sweet 16, which is probably about where they'll be seated, or they could go out in the first or second round.
Jerry Palm joining us, CBSSports.com. We may be very critical of the ACC, but not of the SEC. What did Ole Miss's win versus Tennessee do for their resume last night?
Yeah, that was great. I think I moved them up two spots, or at least one. That was a big win for them. That league, I feel like there's almost no middle. You've got a really strong top. There is actually a middle. I mean, and Ole Miss is part of it. But I actually moved them up one line, but it's Miss State, Mizzou, you know, those teams are kind of a middle, capable of beating any of those teams at the top at any time, and then also capable of maybe getting beat by someone from behind, because I guess that's life in the middle. But the depth of that league is incredible this year. The bubble teams, of which there are at least four, seem to be trading places at the bottom of my bracket every day. It's really been kind of a sort of a fun chaos to watch.
Jerry, I was asked the other day, like, who are the sleeper teams that I like? And I brought up Cal Irvine, Drake, and Yale. And again, obviously it depends on matchups. Do you have any of these mid-majors or anybody else that you think kind of fits in that mold that is a tough out in March Madness?
TCU. I mean, I like those teams you mentioned as well. But and I saw Yale. They played Purdue this year. And they don't look like an Ivy League team.
No.
they look bigger, stronger, more athletic than your typical Ivy League team. But VCU, that probably has to win the A-10 to get in, because they don't really have any great good wins outside their league, despite their metrics, and or even inside their league. Their best win's Dayton. But they play kind of like we're used to seeing them play. Really aggressive defensively, really aggressive, period, but especially defensively, man. They hound you and hound you and hound you, and they're physical. They're no fun to play. And if you're just scouting them, you haven't really seen them and you're just watching them on tape, it's different lives. That team is really physical, and they will get after you. And if you're not ready for it, you're probably going home.
Well, I will endorse it. Go to CBSSports.com. Follow Jerry Palm. This is that fun time of the year for college basketball, but to follow him, because so many things change on a week-to-week basis, man. Hey, Jerry, you the man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Jerry, man, I need to ask you a question, only because, you get around. You understand language and how it's – he said Yale was doesn't look like the Yale teams of past because they're athletic and
they're big and athletic.
Okay, now we're gonna play Hoppy and Smitty on Sanford's son. I'm gonna look at you and I want you to break that down for me.
They got black players.
Okay, that's what I thought he meant. That's what I thought he was saying, but I wasn't quite sure. But I'm like, it doesn't look like they're athletic
here,
and bigger.
I'm trying to pull up their roster. Hopefully they have pictures by it, man, because I mean, their coach is black. Oh, you know what? I went to the women's team. Come on, Jeremy. Pay attention to what you're doing.
I thought I was listening to you when he said that. It's just, I needed you to decode it for me.
Yeah, here we go. Let me look this up. Yeah. Hold on, Yale. One, two, three, four, six,
no,
seven,
say you,
eight. Say, we've got eight black players.
You don't say. You don't say.
It's weird. When somebody says they don't look like your father's Yale team, it's like, oh.
Because your father's white.
But they are good, man.
When he said that, I'm like, Jeremy went on there. You couldn't hear him. He talked to me in the intercom and said, yeah, they're black. I said, okay. All right. That's what I thought he was saying.
Man, we got down. Really good this year in basketball.
All of a sudden.
Who'd they recruit? Black players.
They didn't recruit from Crawford. They recruited from Compton. We break down a Maryland-Michigan game at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we got shovels.
Yeah, my shovel's going to this dumbass artist, man. I don't understand art, and this makes me even angrier what they were trying to do in the name of art, Rob.
Really?
In the name of art.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The fans, shovels next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Art.
Art?
Art.
Like all the art?
No, like...
Is his name art?
What did Bruno say once? I'll tweak this. I don't know Art Nouveau. I don't know Art Decor. Hell, I don't even know Art Garfunkel. So, like, I don't get any of this.
Don't get it.
No, performance art and some of the other stuff. Like, we've seen... There was a guy that created an invisible picture. And he sold it for thousands of dollars. I'm like, how is that... Who does this? How is that even possible? And do you have any room to put that invisible picture up in your house? I mean, you got to think about these things, right? You might not have any wall space. No, this is something that really pissed me off. So three piglets were stolen from an art exhibit where they were meant to starve to death. This artist created... let me show you the image. So he creates this image of all these pigs, like dead pigs in front of these... Can you see this, Rob? The paintings on the wall?
Yeah.
And then there's a cage in there where there's hay all around it. And these three piglets were supposed to be put in there.
The barn. Remember that?
Yeah. Those three piglets were supposed to be put in there, locked in there. And then they were just going to starve to death until the exhibit was over. And it's like, it took a 10-year-old girl to go, you guys know this is wrong, right?
Right.
Like, I understand you want to make art. Then get three dead pigs, three pigs that already died, and put them in there. But no, that's not part of the art, because we got to see them slowly starve to death. That's the art. And it's like, who comes up with this? I'm almost cursed. But several animal rights groups voiced their opposition to the avant-garde exhibition when it was first announced, while acknowledging the truth of its underlying message.
Is this serious?
Yeah. We completely understand the indignation. Bridget Dam. Damn, Bridget! She's spokesperson for animal protection in Denmark. But we do not agree that the three piglets, three individual beings, should be starved to death and prevented from drinking until they die. It's illegal and it's abuse of the animals. Yes. 100% yes. So, like, the dumbasses that taped a banana to the wall and then some guy bought it for $35,000 and then ate it. It's like, I mean, what are we doing? I don't get art, man.
You know what's funny? My shovel may contradict your shovel.
Really?
My shovel is to people who take themselves too seriously. It's only a joke. It wasn't personal. You know, we cracked the joke the other day. I was sitting with my buddy Mark Healy, and we said something, and someone was in ear distance of us and didn't say anything to me at the time, but she hit me up on Facebook Messenger, and she said... She didn't find it funny, and she was offended, and that I should be offended as a black man that I cracked that joke.
Wow.
You know what the joke was?
Please, enlighten me.
I told the bartender, Caitlin, we were going back and forth telling racially motivated jokes.
Because they're funny.
I said, how does every joke about a black person begin?
I know this one.
And I looked over my left shoulder and my right shoulder first.
Yeah.
And making sure if any black people were around. Bust out laughing. Thought it was funny. It's hilarious. Well, this lady, she's white. She was near us. Didn't say anything at the time. She hit me up on Facebook and said she was offended by that and I should be offended as well. Well, I told the joke. Well, you take yourself so serious, and that might contradict yours because, you know, comedy is a form of art.
Comedy.
But no animals are dying in my art.
This is one of my biggest gripes when we start talking about like free speech and things, because if it's funny and people are writing jokes,
it was funny.
I think those things should be protected. You know, when it's hate speech, like people that were going after Dave Chappelle for the trans stuff, and then still continue. You're going after a comedian for making jokes. What do you think he's going to do with you?
Well, Caitlin, you know, who said, why do blondes wear shoulder pads?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, ripped their head left to right.
That's what we do there.
Look, this whole show, and you know.
I guess she really would have been offended if she was there when we did the race draft.
Jeez. But you know, like.
I'm kidding.
We do this the time. We do this
We wait till they close to do that.
We joke about everything, and because we know one another, you know it's not. This isn't me calling. Like, we just joked about Yale having black players. Do you think we were serious?
Yes.
We were serious. What are you talking about? No.
I knew exactly what he meant. What he said is they're different. See, and they're athletic. And they're bigger. I knew what he meant.
Some stereotypes are wrong. But some just kind
of
fit.
Most of them come from some form of truth, though.
But that's why we make fun of it. Like, you know, black people at the movies, Rob. Why y'all got to talk all the time, man? She's in the movie. She knows he's around the corner, honey. Oh, get out of there. The hell? I didn't ask for play-by-play. And as you talked about, why are we going to a concert? What are these white people doing? What is that? What are these movements? Is that Joe?
Dude, I'm telling you the truth. Joe, I don't know if I ever told you this story. I went to see Lionel Richie. And when Lionel Richie was doing Dancing on the Ceiling and all them other corny-ass songs that he does, boy, you would have thought it was American Bandstand. But when he did Soul Train, Lionel Richie, with the Commodores, they sat down. They didn't know those songs, which is proof that I always say in the race draft. And I told my buddies Brian Falter and Jeff Gould and Chris Sherholz this all the time when we did the race draft. You can have solo Lionel Richie.
No.
We get the Commodores Lionel Richie.
You don't get
that
to
concert
this.
Was living proof.
Then draft him first.
That was living proof because when he did that corny ass stuff, everybody, hey, all the white folks, you know, dancing. When he started doing
Machine Gun,
Brick House, and when he did Brick, and he did one of my favorite songs,
Hello?
Zoom. When he did Zoom, yeah, exactly. They were all hello. They're looking at one another. Hello.
They said Rush Hour 2.
With their fist turned up, you know, when the women hello. They were doing that, but when he did Zoom. They zoomed to ask the concessions because they didn't want to hear that.
In Rush Hour 2, he said, why don't you have any black people performing here? And he's like, we got Lionel Richie coming. He's like, Lionel Richie hasn't been black since the Commodores.
Exactly.
But you know what pisses me off is Rob is a team picking in the racetrack. He is not the commissioner to say, you get this part of this guy, we get this one. No, that's not how that works.
Like, who's the commissioner?
He's sitting there. I am, and I'm drafting.
No, you're not.
Hall of Notes, he's like, we get that.
Seems like a conflict of interest.
We get Hall of Notes.
No, you don't.
You don't get to pick everyone and say these are less for you. Just to cross over. Come on.
No. You're not taking any blue-eyed soul. It's all we got.
Who got blue eyes?
Huh?
They don't have blue eyes.
Hall and Oates.
Oh, his name's Holland.
Hall and Oates. Mike McDonald. You ain't getting his ass.
Did the Supremes fight each other?
Yeah.
Did the Temptations fight each other?
Yes.
Did the Spinners fight each other?
Yes.
Did Michael Lee the Jacksons?
Yes.
Did Hall & Oates fight one another?
Yes.
They belong to us. They belong to us.
He got us there.
No, they belong to us.
Did Fleetwood Mac fight each other?
They did.
Yeah. We don't want them.
They were doing more than fighting, too.
Yeah, they were sleeping with each other. Come on, man.
We don't want
them. You can talk about all these white bands that fought. Huh? How many times did guys get kicked out of bands?
It doesn't fit my narrative.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It doesn't fit my narrative. Come on.
I ain't playing these games with you. Nobody come here to see you draft half of Lionel Richie. Get his white ass now. That's what you're trying to give us?
Maryland, Michigan breakdown at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, rumors are swirling that Shedeur Sanders' draft stock is falling. And I believe it. Hey, listen. If you're smart, they would fall. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Is that you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday? How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Lionel Richie?
Yeah, that's your Lionel Richie. All of a sudden, Lionel Richie became Jamaican.
Well, nice, the look on Rob's face.
Never. What the Commodores come with that? Well, my friends, who are you? Who are you? The 7-Up man? That's who you are next?
Pardon to you.
Come on, dude.
Well, let him.
What the hell is this?
Dude, this is what you do before you dance on the ceiling. Duh.
Cultural appropriation.
Fiesta.
Fiesta. Fiesta. Okay, that's what we do in the hood. We have fiestas. That's what we do.
Do you remember when we were talking about Motown and all this, and like how there's a lot of similar songs that were written?
Yeah.
And I was watching it as Smokey Robinson. You know, he wrote My Girl.
Yeah.
He wrote My Girl, and then they were trying to come up with a hit for one of the girl bands, and then he wrote My Boy. So, like,
are you serious?
Yeah, you can go back and look. I forget which girl band it was.
Is that why I never heard of My Boy?
It didn't become like a huge hit, but yeah, you can look it up. But they talked about how you had a writer's room that were putting together songs, like Smokey and.
Yeah, Motel, you would have a roster of people for one song.
My favorite story they told is they said they were like, there was somebody new there, it was walking through the hallway. And then the Supremes are sitting there just drinking a cup of coffee or whatever and talking. Marvin Gaye and Sam Cooke were throwing a football around or what. Like, you're walking down the hall and you're seeing all these people.
Yeah.
It's just insane. And I don't remember if I got the names right.
Yeah. Which I think is great. Did they say Motown started that trend?
Yeah.
Of team writing?
Yeah, because, like, they wanted to. He knew. Berry Gordy knew when he had something. Because, like, with the Supremes, they couldn't get a hit song when they first started. It was like, man, what's going on? Right. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bang, 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 putting them out. Mm.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
Witherspoon day?
Mm-hmm.
Now, rumor is NFL draft, Shedeur Sanders' stock is falling. Are you surprised that he won't be the first quarterback taken?
Not at all. Like,
I was surprised to hear that he probably was the first quarterback taken.
People took so much of what I was talking about as hatred for, I don't, like.
Dion.
Yeah, I mean, like.
You do hate Dion.
I'm not a fan of his, and I'm fine saying that I root against him. Like, it is what it is. But, like, I think he's great for the game.
Dion's great for the game.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just shocked to hear you say you think he is.
But I just, like, there has to be substance with all that talk, because, like, if he has people talking about Colorado football. When I was working with the Green Turtle, like, people were coming down just to watch the Colorado games when they were on. Like, can we put this on the main TV?
Can we go back to the Motown thing?
Yeah,
You sure you it wasn't my guy instead of my boy?
No, it's my. It was my boy.
Because my guy was a motel hit.
Yeah, let me look
at it. Right. Somebody just texted me, and it made sense when they text.
Yeah, but they did everything. Like, all of those songs, that you know, they were just catchy. You know, like, the beats were all similar.
All right. Nonetheless, let's get back to the draft. I think this quarterback class is trash. I do.
You know what? I was mistaken. Maybe it was my guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you meant that. Which was a hit, by the way.
Yes.
That's why I said that's why I never heard of my boy. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine us back in the '60s writing a song called "My Boy." I don't know if that would have gone well.
I know so much about music, and I have literally butchered like seven things the last 3 weeks regarding songs where it's like wrong song, wrong person. Anyway,
yeah, but I think the quarterbacks in this class is trash. Shedeur Sanders, I think, would be a second, third round draft pick. Cam Ward wouldn't be a first round draft pick. Jackson Dart now is all of a sudden up the charts. Come on, dude. He's a senior. That says it all. He's a senior.
I was told from somebody that down in Miami that, you know, played quarterback in college, and we were chatting about it, and I asked him specifically about Cam Ward. And he's like, if Cam Ward goes to the right team, I think he can be a good NFL quarterback. But by no means do I want to take him number one overall because, like, again, he thinks everything has to go right for him. And he said to me, he goes, you know the guy I like, Jackson Dart. And I'm going, when did this happen? No. He's athletic. He's got talent, but I just don't. They're comparing him to Bo Nix, and you know how I feel about Bo Nix.
Cam Ward is a fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart is a four-year senior. When's the last time either a fifth-year or four-year senior quarterback was drafted high?
When's the
last time you allowed a quarterback to go into a senior year who was legit?
It just doesn't normally happen. I'm not saying it hasn't.
And Cam is a fifth-year senior. You needed 5 years to prove who you are?
I mean, I don't want to go back. Like, Big Ben...
Well, that's way back. That's different.
I'm just saying,
Big Ben with the Miami of Ohio.
I'm trying to work backwards and think of the earliest one I can think of and then go back.
Nah, bro. Nah. That dog don't hunt. That dog don't hunt. Shedeur Sanders could be number one overall. You know why? Because the rest of these, if you need a quarterback and you're desperate and you're Tennessee, then you'll pick him. Because is he the best of this class? I think in terms of being a pure NFL quarterback, he has the highest upside, but that upside ain't very, very high for me. He's better than Ward. He's better than Dart, but I still don't like him. He's just better than them. I think you're talking about second and third round draft picks. And no, let's go back to any draft of the last 5 years. Any draft, give me last year's draft, the year before last draft. Give them to me and tell me these guys are going ahead of the guys that are already taken.
Well, they've already said that if you went back to last year's draft and went to, they talked about Drake May, because Drake May got drafted higher than Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., but there were people that think that maybe he's the fifth guy in this grouping. We don't know about J.J. McCarthy. They said every quarterback in this draft class from the upper echelon guys we talked about last year will be drafted after every one of those.
You know what this draft is going to be? This draft class is going to be?
What?
I said 5 years. This draft class is going to be who won 5 years ago, 2021. That's what this draft class is.
With all the bad quarterbacks?
Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. That's what this draft class is.
I mean, I can't argue it, but it does. I do find it a little ironic that Shedeur Sanders didn't want to throw because it was going to hurt his draft stock, and then he didn't throw, and somehow
it helped his draft
stock. No, he's still dropping. Like, yeah. I've heard so many, the rumors that come out from teams, and I talked to an official with this team that we don't even have him in our top 15, top 20. I have three quarterbacks ahead of him. I mean, he can throw the football, and I think he can read a defense. The question is, you know, is he going to fit in with your team? Are you going to have any issues bringing him in? But is his arm strong enough to push the ball downfield? Is he getting those RPMs when he's got to throw outside the hashes? These are all things that we're going to find out, but I'm sure he throws at his pro day.
This draft class, Bryce Young was taken number one overall 2 years ago. And we questioned Bryce Young originally because, well, he was in a trash system. I still think Bryce Young is better than anybody in this draft class.
Yeah, every quarterback.
Yeah.
Every one of them, I think. And again,
I would take Bryce Young. I would take C.J. Stroud definitely over any of them. Anthony Richardson, not so much.
No, the Colts were talking about bringing in another quarterback.
Yeah,
to compete
not
with
him. So much. So they would be ahead of Anthony Richardson.
And this is where we get to the point where everybody starts comparing like some of the running quarterbacks to Lamar. Don't
stop.
Just don't.
Yeah, you're not doing them a favor. Caleb Williams, take it over them. Jaden Daniels, take it over them. Drake May, take it over those guys. Michael Penix Jr., take it over those guys. I take Michael Penix Jr. over those guys any day. You don't like Bo Nix. I told you from day one I like Bo Nix. I take him over them.
You can have him.
I like Bo Nix, man.
Fine, like him. I don't like him. Draft him. You can have him. And I'll take Caleb Williams. By the way, Caleb Williams.
I don't like him that much.
Caleb Williams been working his ass off in the offseason. I'm kind of intrigued to see.
He's a beast.
What happens with Ben Johnson.
Come on, dude. You saw that coaching staff around him.
He was working on his footwork. I was watching some videos.
Come on. Caleb Williams.
On social media.
For those of you that are sleeping on Caleb Williams, all right. You're going to mess around and find out.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears got a lot of, they're trading for an offensive lineman, trying to shore that up. I think that's the first thing that Ben Johnson wants to do is like, hey, if we drafted this guy number one overall, let's protect him. Let's get some Pete, and that's
and
what
he's
doing.
With an offensive mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I love that.
It's going to be a fun year for Chicago fans, finally.
Game breakdown to Maryland, Michigan at 9 o'clock. Don't you go anywhere. Also, Andy Koska, he gave in, Joe. He gave in. We found a time for him. Yeah, you know, a little talk, a little negotiating. He's going to join us at 9:45.
Nice.
You know, it's cool. But on the other side, lots of vets hitting the market over the last 24 hours, including Joey Bosa and Tyler Lockett. Do you see anything amongst the rubbish that you like? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I want to point out something, Jeremy. A couple of friends, Cordell Woodland and Terry Nolan, pointed out that last year you did have seniors drafted at quarterback position. I wanted to point that out.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels will use this COVID year.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that he was at Arizona State and he transferred to LSU.
And Penix, who started off at Indiana.
And then transferred to Washington.
So thank you very much, Cordell Woodland and Terry Nolan, for pointing that out for me. A game breakdown between Maryland and Michigan at 9 o'clock. But right now, some NFL vets are on the move. Joey Bosa Jr., Tyler Lockett got both cut by their teams. Plus, Lockett's former teammate, DK Metcalf, wants to be traded. Was Bosa's a good fit for Bosa, Jeremy?
I look at a team like the Ravens or a team, Buffalo needs a pass rusher. But I think for him, going to a team that's established defensively and being the piece that gets added into it, because he...
What about adding him to his brother in San Francisco? Because that's a rumor as well.
Yeah, they that could possibly happen. But what's going on with San Francisco? They traded Debo. And they said, hey, we'll trade Brandon Ayuk just after signing him last year. And now they got to pay their quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do there. Because I was saying to you, and I understand, like, I think Brock Purdy is good enough to be paid. But if I'm San Francisco right now and I'm looking at it, do I want to lock up money into him when there's still questions? He hasn't been healthy. He was still Mr. Irrelevant. And a lot of people think he was a product of his environment. Now you're getting rid of the environment.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like that's a tough call because he's going to get like $45 million a year, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think he's worth that. I just don't. I'm not a fan. I'm not a Purdy fan. I think like you said, a product of his environment.
The one thing I would say, though, you brought up Tyler Lockett.
I was going to ask you about him.
I've loved Tyler Lockett since he's come out of Kansas State.
Who doesn't like him?
Who?
KZ.
Really?
KZ never liked Tyler
Lockett. I loved him, man. Big play guy. Never took any hits, man. He was the guy. He was always sliding down or getting out of bounds and avoiding like big contact.
You know what concerns me about him, though?
What?
He hasn't missed any games, which is a good thing, but his stats have fallen off.
Yeah.
If he missed some games and the stats fell off, then I have an excuse for him. But he went from 16 yards a game and 8 touchdowns to he had 9 touchdowns but 12 yards a game, 11 yards a game and 12 yards a game. He hasn't had 1,000.
You mean per reception?
Per reception. Per reception. He has not had a 1,000-yard receiving season since 2022. That's after putting up 4 straight.
But he also kind of got the Tyler Boyd treatment. Oh, we got Jamar Chase. Oh, we got T. Higgins. You're our third receiver. Not that you can't put up numbers, but the same thing happened to him. They get DK Metcalf, and it's like, oh, it's the Metcalf Lockett show, and then all of a sudden JSN shows up.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, one of their teammates, did you see? He was like, I can't believe DK wants to get traded, man. I forget which guy it was, and then somebody said something about JSN. He goes, that guy's a crybaby, man. All Jackson Smith and Jigba does is cry. And I'm going, that's a terrible thing to say on social media. But
who said it?
one of the teammates on Seattle. It was a name that I can't remember right now. But I was going to say this. Like, if you like Tyler Lockett, just go grab Tez Johnson out of Oregon. Like, and because, like, when you're looking at size, people keep going, oh, is that guy going to get drafted? He's, you know, 5'10 and under 170 pounds. Go watch the tape. Just put on the tape, guys. Stop talking about how small some of these guys are. And I do think it's something where you can look at injuries being a problem, but watch them on tape and see how they run their routes.
Huh? Lenore?
Which Lenore?
What are you talking about?
Is that
the Amador Lenore?
That's him, yeah.
Lenoir?
Sure. That's why I didn't remember his name.
He's a 49ers quarterback, or cornerback.
That was talking trash about JSN?
Jackson, yeah. They used to be teammates.
Oh, that's okay. So he was on their team, and then he. That's a different story. Yeah. Talk all your trash, man. But I'm just saying,
after he left.
Yeah. Leave the in-house stuff. Yeah.
I was right here, man. You didn't tell me.
But. And a JSN getting blindsided in the morning, waking up, like, who the hell? What happened? But when you're looking at receivers, like, people are doubting Tez Johnson, and I'm going, go get that guy's going to be a playmaker at this level.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to slide in the draft because of his size. He just lit it up at the Senior Bowl. Nobody could keep up with him.
DK Metcalf, where do you see him going?
That's another tough one. I think
because he wants to be traded.
I think Buffalo makes a ton of sense. But again, is Buffalo going to trade for everybody? I don't know where they're at cap wise. The other thing I would say is with the Chargers releasing Joey Bosa, they're like 90 mil under the cap. This could be an interesting Chargers offseason. So they've got some money to spend, and I'm sure they've got some capital they could trade and take on a contract like that, because I think you're going to want to extend DK, and he's making big bucks. But I think, you know, for all that I thought about DK, that's one guy I was 100% wrong on. I thought he would just start breaking down
because
of the body
type. All the muscles, yeah.
And I just said, I'm staying away. I watched David Boston.
I think a lot of people did, because that's why he dropped to the second round.
Yeah. And then turns out, wrong again. He proved everybody wrong, and he is an absolute animal at this level. So I think this is going to be fun leading up to the draft and seeing what teams get, but there's going to have to be a lot of restructuring going on for some of these teams.
None of these guys move the needle to me. None of them. I'm not trading for Metcalf. I love him, but I'm not trading for him. Tyler Lockett, again, his numbers
you lock
decline.
It
yeah.
No, you lock
and
it up.
Joey Bosa, he played 14 games this past year, non-productive 5 or 6 sacks. The 2 years prior, played a combined 14 games.
Again, he was on a good defense, but the Chargers couldn't stop the run to save their life.
I'm just not interested. It seems like every time somebody gets cut, what do you think the Ravens will do? I don't think they need him. For what? How does Joey Bosa upgrade you? He doesn't. Hope.
That's why I said he needs to go to he goes to a defense that's already established, and then he gets like
a specialist?
Well, I don't want to say a specialist, but I'm saying you go to a defense that already has their scheme and has their players, and they're missing one or two pieces, because you can't pay Joey Bosa to be the guy that he hasn't been the past 3 years.
You don't want to say specialist? I'm saying it. Specialist. That's what he is. He's a guy that plays probably 25% of the snaps. Maybe a little bit more, you know. I just don't see him as being that dude anymore.
Don't tell me what I don't want to say.
You said you don't want to say
specialist. Maybe I can't say it, Rob. Did you ever think about that? Now my feelings are hurt.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
man, put a band-aid on. Nobody care about your feelings.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, next hour, more Dave Matthews Band tickets coming your way. And one other thing to bring up:
how does Dave Matthews sound?
Hi. Satellite. That's the only one I get. Anyway, but we were talking about contracts that could be the largest contracts outside of quarterbacks after what Max Crosby got. Yeah, I had a buddy send me a message. He said, you're forgetting about Jamar Chase, because he is going to get paid. And I can't wait to see it. Because Cincinnati just lost Sam Hubbard, one of their better defensive linemen. They're trying to figure out if they can keep Trey Hendrickson. They have Jamar Chase, T. Higgins to figure out. And oh, by the way, their defense was horrendous last year.
I think it's low class, low budget to franchise T. Higgins again. That's just classless, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's wrong when you consider that these guys, like, I wish you could only franchise a guy for 1 year.
Me too. Program reminder, Joe LaCroix's encore moved up to 9:30 because we have Andy Koska on from Baltimore Banner at 9:45. But on the other side, game day breakdown, the coaches breakdown of Maryland, Michigan, up next on The Fan.